I have thought long and hard about the disaster that has overtaken my life and about the fate of my book. I wrote about ordinary human beings, about their pain, their joys, their mistakes, and their deaths. And now I am forced to ask why the whole power of the state has been used to forbid publication, to steal my book from me and hide it like a convicted murderer. It contains no lies or slanders, only truth, pain, and love for human beings. Dear Nikita Sergeyevich, I ask you, release my book from jail. I told only the truth. I ask you, set it free.
Life and Fate by Vasily Grossman. Dramatized for radio by Jonathan Myerson and Mike Walker. Victor and Liuda. Kazan, autumn 1942.
Life's a mess. Really, there's no getting around it. You make plans, they go wrong. You make other plans, they go wrong in a different way. After much consideration, I've come to the conclusion that life has a multiplicity of different ways in which things can go wrong. Incidentally, my father's a physicist and is very keen on things like multiplicity, which is how we ended up a million miles from Moscow in Kazan, because he was working on something important for the war. The war. Now there you have a serious example of things going wrong. However, because of it, we socialists had a real chance to show the world what we were made of, which is steel. Ask Comrade Stalin.
Nadia, are you ready? You'll be late.
My mother is not a scientist. She believes in fate. But it seems to me that in the end, fate is just as messy and hard to live with as life.